Welcome back, people. It's Two and Impossible with Rashawn and
Miss Melanie. Okay,
start.
so I'll say I know my voice sounds really weird. I have had a cold now for about a week. I'm gonna blame the germs on airplanes for what's going on because I've been traveling a lot lately. But the weather is nicer, so there's that.
It's currently raining where I am right now.
Really? You know what? I can't even talk because I haven't been outside in like a day and a half. But I don't think it rained today. It was really humid today, though, here. So I wonder if we're going to get any rain. I'm headed to Atlanta tomorrow. We're supposed to get some rain there this weekend.
Yeah, it was like 87 for the high for today. But I knew a storm was going to come, but I didn't know when it was going to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that you guys love that we start every podcast with a weather report. But let's get into the shuffle. Hot topics. Okay. So we watched Game of Thrones and it was over and we were all scrambling to figure out what to watch next. And I feel like all we had to do was wait a week and some things dropped that have definitely gotten people talking. So one of those is how good Chernobyl is, which I think is the show that dropped into the Game of Thrones spot.
No, it dropped the day after Game of Thrones. It started up about 2 weeks before 2 or 3 weeks before Game of Thrones ended, and it just ended. It just ended its miniseries this Monday. Have you watched any of it?
I haven't because I don't think I'm ready mentally to go there, and I wanted to speak on that too. But like the previews for it that came on during Game of Thrones got me super hooked. You know how HBO went on their big, excuse me, trajectory to get people to be like not cancel their HBO Now subscriptions. I thought it looked like it was really well done, but I just had a feeling that it would be heavy, and I wasn't ready for heavy, you know.
Yeah, it's. There was two things that's very heavy that I've seen in the last few months. It's been Chernobyl, because everything based on it is a true story.
Yeah.
But I've also, and it's very graphic, and it kind of shows all the things that happened during the exposure of the explosion.
Wait, so
that
like
happened in Chernobyl.
Like, it shows like people getting affected by the.
It shows it all.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know.
It's very graphic, and it gets into the nitty gritty of everything. Of like, it shows you the moment that the reactor messed up, to the moment of when they're trying to clean everything up, and from the aftermath to the trials, and like the first episode is very heavy. But just seeing like the next episodes along the way, it's like, oh, I didn't know all of this. Like, this is kind of like a lot of it was new to me. I knew that like Chernobyl happened. I know that the Soviet Union tried to cover up a lot of it, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Yeah, no, I definitely have heard the story before, and I wasn't sure of the details, but. Yeah, it sounds like the miniseries is going in depth, and I hear that it's coming back for another season.
It's not.
It's finished.
It's just one. It's one and done. Five episodes.
Yeah, got you.
A quick watch, and they already confirmed. Like, yeah, there's you can't tell any more of the story because
it's
you
still
can't go into any more.
Right.
Yeah, you really couldn't like tell anything of like what's going on. It shows the beginning of the effect of the of Chernobyl and how it happened. Then it shows the aftermath. Then it shows the trial. Then it jumps a year. It's kind of like you can only show like the only 2 years of the effectiveness of it, and then end it on like title cards of this is what happened next. This is what happened. This is what happens there, and shows from like. like in the history of like the Soviet Union, they say only 31 people died. But
Okay, but that's not
truthfully,
true.
4,000 to 93,000 people were
Oh
affected.
my goodness, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, so it's funny how, speaking of Chernobyl and like shows that are like going in depth into events that happen, the other big thing that's been on the news a lot lately, and I think is having a lot of trickle down effect or fallout, is When They See Us, that movie. Yeah, it's like episodic too as well, isn't it?
Four episodes. Episode four will break you.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do it yet. Just hearing about it from people, like I've heard people who watched like the first episode and like couldn't go on. Like they were like, this is too much. Like they were crying within like the first 15 minutes. And I was like, I like it's a lot. And the thing about it is the amount of people who are being affected by this rehashing of the Central Park Five story is really interesting. Like, that the prosecutor, Linda Fairstein, has gotten basically like re crucified in the public eye. She's losing all her like board memberships. I don't know if it's affected any of her like book sales or publishing rights, but I mean it's interesting that this movie or mini series has brought up all these new feelings. I feel like every time we turn around, there's something else for us to be upset about or angry about, or that's touching us in this deep way, and it's a lot.
I do find one thing funny though, that the person that gets to portray her is Felicity Huffman, who's about to
Yes,
go to
oh
jail.
my gosh, it just made it worse, did it not? Like, it just made it worse because you're already like mad at Felicity, and now you have this. Like, it's just the timing is just not good for that poor lady. I mean, I don't really feel bad for her, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's but I would say it's very heavy, and just if you don't know the case, it is something that you can watch and really see from their point of view, from everything that actually happened to them from beginning to end, from them being arrested, from them serving jail time, from them getting out and trying to acclimate to society after they went to jail and go through like what they went through, and just like being saw as like these horrible people who did nothing but actually just take a stroll through the park with other people. And if other people did what they did, it's like they were just hanging out. They didn't know, they like not all of them like knew each other. Like two of them were friends, and one of them only got caught up because the cops were looking for children under 15, and he said, he's like, if I don't go with you, I know your mom is going to be upset with me. So that's the only reason he went with his friend, and he got caught up the most.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the details of the story, but I think it's really interesting that, that the topic is coming up now. Obviously, we know that it's going to be well done because Ava does an amazing job as a cinematographer. I mean, as a director. I think that it, really goes deep, and I mean, I'm sure it's bringing a lot of people more information about the case that they didn't have before. But like I said, I the fallout from it or the conversation that's come out of it, I think has been really interesting. And then like people are pulling up information from what 45 has said had said about the case at the time, and it's like wild that you like look at that and you go, wow, like he definitely hasn't really changed in the past 30 years.
You know what? I kind of like what Ava DuVernay did, because it's kind of like she talked about it in the movie. I mean, in the mini series, like four episodes. She talked about it once, but never tried to bring it up, like make it a topic of point directly, because it would just like it would get a reaction from Trump himself, and he would like probably say something on Twitter about it or anything like that. Like, she made it short and simple of like, he did this, he did that, then you don't talk about him ever again. And you don't need to, because you don't need to give him attention, which
No,
I
but
kind of
that's
liked how she.
actually what he wants. Like, that's all, not that I want to get into him too much more, but that's all he wants, which is why I know that he's hating his time right now in the UK because they do not like him. And like all the things that they're doing, like the baby blimp, the posters, the protests, like none of that is making him happy. I'm just unfortunately thinking about when he comes back to the US, how he's gonna like take that out on us.
He
We're
do
already
all he
feeling
want.
the pain. We're already feeling the pain of tariffs with China. Like my Amazon things are coming back slower and slower. It's making me very upset.
I'm about to be upset because the Dollar Tree is not about to be a dollar anymore.
Well, so on the Dollar Tree subject, do you know the so the company that owns the Dollar Tree also owns Family Dollar? And so Family Dollar is going away, and they're all going to become Dollar Trees or Dollar Tree Pluses. So the Dollar Trees are gonna, this is just some random information because I was researching it. The Dollar Tree is gonna stay like a dollar and below, and Dollar Tree Plus is gonna have like, you know, things that are a little more expensive. And apparently, the Dollar Tree Pluses, there's gonna be like 1,000 of them, are gonna start selling alcohol. And part of me feels like that's not a good idea because you think about where Dollar Trees normally are. They're in low income neighborhoods. And now you're putting alcohol in them. Like those places need more liquor stores. They don't. And like, I wonder what kind of alcohol it's going to be too. Like, it's probably going to be like Poland Springs vodka. Like, I don't know. Have you ever had Poland Springs vodka?
I'm trying to think right now. Maybe I probably have. I've had some cheap vodka before.
Now, I remember when I first saw Poland Springs vodka, I was like confused because I thought it was like made by Poland, you know, like the water company. And I was just like, what do you mean Poland Springs water? Like, I was so confused. I mean, vodka, but it's not by the same Poland Springs people.
Yeah, but. These tariffs are really going to be hitting hard really soon, and it seemed kind of like the Republicans actually what are about to like try to fight back on some of his tariffs, especially with Mexico.
I mean, people aren't affected until they're affected. And I feel like until those Congress people have to answer to their constituents, that they're just gonna keep going with the flow. Like you see all these farmers who are now angry because, you know, they're getting taxed more, they're not getting the discounts and deals that they thought they were. I'm sitting here like, how could you be confused about what was gonna happen? I just don't understand.
It's like this. They were sold a pipe dream, and that's all they thought they were gonna get. And they thought they were gonna get more than just that pipe dream. Like, yeah, he's gonna make a difference. He's gonna do better than Obama. I'm like, nope. He just
Yeah,
ruined you.
it's really sad how like he really hoodwinked a whole bunch of people. So before we get to the cut, one other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if you've seen this is something positive. Have you seen the pictures of the Avengers with the acrylic nails and like weave put on them?
I love the Tom Holland one.
Okay, so I'm calling it Aven I mean, it's been called Avengers Acrylics. Or somebody did this whole Twitter series where she redid all of Civil War and so she called it Captain America Avenger Acrylics is what she called her little Twitter story. But she basically told the whole story in like homegirl speak and was like how Tony was coming at Captain America and was coming at Bucky and then how they went to Wakanda. I mean, like, it was just a whole thing. It was just so hilarious. I love these pictures. They make me so happy. I keep retweeting them to the timeline. I gotta make sure that I put them up on our Facebook page too because they are hilarious. And I love the internet for its photoshopping skills because my goodness, people just be on it.
Yep. Also, in another note with Avengers, I kind of love Chris Evans today because he kind of went in on the
You're about to come from my city. You're about to come from my
I'm
city.
sorry. I'm
I
so
wasn't even
sorry.
gonna bring it up because I didn't. I was like, oh my God, because everyone always has some stuff to say about Boston. And I'm like, why did it have to be of all places? Why does Boston want a straight pride parade? Like, what is that? Somebody was like, isn't a straight pride parade just traffic? And I was like, that's horrible. Like, what do you mean?
That's a
Yeah, no, I Chris, yeah, go ahead.
yeah.
Go ahead. Let him know.
Yeah, he went in, and I'm like, thank you, Chris Evans, because we all need to say it at this point like that. But you're using your celebrity for good. Use it. You're
Yeah, he
great.
totally is Captain America. He 100% is Captain America. He's embodied it, just like Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Yep.
They both have earned the moniker and wear. Well, all right, let's get to the cut. So this weekend, Dark Phoenix comes to the theater, and last weekend or the weekend before, I think Aladdin was in the theater. And I guess the topic that I really want to hinder on before we start talking about how well Aladdin did, is this idea of critics and how they shape how movies do in their opening weekend, and whether you think Dark Phoenix is going to be good or bad based on, what the critics and I guess the fan base is saying. So I'll start with Aladdin. I was so super excited about it. I thought it was going to be really well done. I haven't seen it yet, because I've been sick. But I think that a lot of people were just sick of, or I mean, I haven't bought into the Disney live action remakes. So there was a lot of negative talk about it. And then, like, you think about people trying to step into the shoes of, or anyone trying to step into the shoes of Robin Williams as the genie would be difficult. But from what I've seen and heard so far, I mean, although reviews are mixed, they did pretty well for opening weekend at almost $500,000, and they're the second best of the live actions to come out so far. So, looking at Dark Phoenix, what do you think is going to happen?
Me personally, all I see is this movie failing horribly, and I'm just like, so how much longer till the reboot happens? That's all I see when I see Dark
Why
Phoenix, right?
do you feel like it's gonna fail?
Because I have not enjoyed an X-Men movie since First Class.
You didn't like Apocalypse?
Nope, didn't like Days of Future Past. I thought Apocalypse was the worst thing I've ever seen on tele on in the movie screen from X-Men franchise, even worse than X-Men Last Stand.
Wow. That's some heavy words right there.
And I was like, they've completely ruined this franchise. Like, I wanted Matthew Vaughn's vision. After he did First Class, I'm like, okay, it's like a soft reboot. You can do this franchise, but it would have been perfect if you was like set the movie 60s and 70s. That's where you stay at. You don't go any further than that. You stay with the 60s, establishing the team, not the original team, but the team they have. Then you go into the 70s. Where Matthew Vaughn said he kind of wanted to introduce Tom Hardy as Wolverine, and you go into that story, then you would have had Days of Future Past as the last movie in the trilogy and just bookended right then and there. But they decided to bring back Bryan Singer, pedophile, and he wanted to do, and he said, okay, let's just do Days of Future Past as the second movie. Did Apocalypse as your third movie, and now you have the Dark Phoenix, which is basically a remake of X-Men 3 coming out. And I don't know how you do a movie like that. And Apocalypse is supposed to be kind of like X-Men's version of Endgame, and that be a bad movie. Then you go into the Phoenix Force. I'm like, doing the Phoenix Force is something that you have to take your time with. You could have established it in the first movie, work
didn't
towards.
they established it a little bit? I think they did. I mean,
In Apocalypse, the last movie they did, they only established at the end saying, "Oh, you have the Phoenix Force," but she doesn't. She's only supposed to get the Phoenix Force in space.
I mean, but that's what happens in this movie. Like, in this movie is the movie where she gets the Phoenix Force. I feel like they did lay the framework for her Jean Grey character,
They
a
showed
younger.
the Phoenix Force in the last movie.
No, she didn't. She just
She
powered
no,
up.
no, she became a phoenix. It became a phoenix, and it showed like why does she have the Phoenix Force power now? She didn't go to space ever.
I don't know. I don't remember her having the Phoenix Force. I just remembered her leveling up.
That's how she defeated Apocalypse, and her power became like a phoenix with the roar and everything, and then she defeated Apocalypse. I'm like, okay, that's not supposed to happen like that. You're
I
only
don't
supposed to get the
know. I
Phoenix.
guess I'd have to watch it again because I don't recall. I don't remember it being labeled as the Phoenix Force, or I thought it was just her, like she'd never used her full capacity of powers, and then at the end of Apocalypse, she finally like let herself go a little bit.
I'm gonna see this movie, unfortunately. I don't want to give it my
No one's
money.
forcing you. No one's putting a gun to your head.
I feel like this franchise is because I've seen them all and I'm like, I have to finish this ride. I've already read the Wikipedia page. I already know how it ends. And I'm like,
You
I
don't.
do.
You mean you already know how it ends? I thought they were like purposely not doing that kind of press because they didn't want people to go in with tainted views.
It's already at 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes at all because they don't like all the
I
movies
trust
I
them this time.
enjoy.
I
But
trust them
I
this
think that
time,
we should
and
give movies.
that's why I said I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna go see it, but I also like I'm gonna see that audience score, and I know the audience score is gonna be legit because since Rotten Tomatoes changed your format, and now that you need to have bought a ticket in order to really to leave a comment. They leave in a comment because they're gonna say if the movie's good or not.
I thought they should have always done that. So I am happy that that's something Rotten Tomatoes is doing now, which they've had to do since Marvel, what's it called? Captain Marvel, because of how stupid people were and how they're gonna have to. I'm glad that they put it in place before the new Star Wars movie came out as well, because I want authentic reviews. Now I am gonna see it just because, X-Men is probably after Superman, my favorite group of superheroes, and I love those movies. Not saying I haven't been disappointed with the execution of some of them so far, but I'm not as hard on my superhero movies as some people are. I mean, if you can have a Justice League movie, or if you can have a Batman versus Superman, then I can excuse a couple of bad X-Men movies.
I'd
But
rather watch Batman vs Superman over any X-Men movie that's been made ever, except Logan, Wolverine, and the Deadpool series.
yeah, I mean, I see flaws and benefits in all of them, so I'm good. So I'll definitely see Dark Phoenix. I think that critics play too heavy a role in how well movies do, but I think that the pressure put on movies to do like to put up $2 million in the first weekend is crazy. Like if the film, I mean, but obviously you also have to look at the budget of these movies. Like what I said, Disney made $500,000 this weekend, and it cost them like 200 million to make Aladdin. So, yay, they make their money back within the first weekend. That's awesome. But like, what happened to the time when like movies had like the full 4 weeks to make their profit back? Like, I just think that it's crazy. Now we're looking for these huge numbers and for fans to love everything. Like, we're still consumers of a product. And, I feel like, yes, it's important for them to entertain us and give us what we want as fans. But at the same time, I think fans these days are getting way more demanding. Like, all the criticisms about CGI and all of that, I feel like they make sense. I get it. But technology's come such a long way. that like some of the CGI critiques I think are ridiculous. Like it can't be real. Like there's no way for them to have done that. But like legitimate criticisms, I feel are more things like pacing and acting and accents or staging. I think those things make more sense to be upset about.
I'm like this. Brian's I'm like this. Simon Kinberg, I love you. Sticks to Star Wars. That's your wheelhouse. Get away from my comic book movies. Stay away from the X-Men.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. All right.
You,
So
he
let's get.
wrote the Fantastic Four movie.
I haven't seen any of them. None of them appealed to me. So I hear you. I hear your frustration. I hear your frustration. That was a cut. That was a cut. Let's get to the first deal. I'm sure you've been watching lots of television and movies. And I know that some last time we chatted, you were watching Dead to Me. Did you finish that series?
I finished it to me, and I am completely surprised on how it ended. And I just saw that it got renewed for season two today, so I'm very
Yes.
happy.
Yep, it did. Okay. So that's on a low recommended list.
It's very much on the recommended list for you. You would enjoy that series. Then there's the Ali Wong movie with Randall Park, Always Be My Maybe. It's an instant classic. You will love that movie. It is amazing.
I
And
love
it's
Ali
just.
Wong. I think she's hilarious. And she's an excellent writer. Like she's written for so many shows that I've really enjoyed. So I look forward to seeing that movie, and I've heard such good things about it.
Yeah, I've only heard one negative thing about the movie, and it was over a joke.
Well,
Like, it was
Ali's a
a
little
joke.
controversial, so
Yeah.
I can see people being a little offended by her. But that's her thing. Like she doesn't care.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, like they got people, some people on Twitter got offended because of the song they picked online. I was like, wait, what's the song? And I listened to it, I'm like, it's a song from an Oakland band called Oakland rap group called Souls of Mischief, and it's called 93 Till Infinity. And it's because they made a joke about, I'm sorry, being if it's offensive, but little people, it they said that the word midget in the song, and people got offended about that because it's like, oh, you're being ableist and like you're being discriminative towards little people, and a joke that they made about people in where they're at having a lot of handicap signs, even though they're not handicapped.
Okay, so some ableist situations. I mean, I feel like you can't have anything these days on television, movies, books,
That's not gonna
film
offend someone.
without someone being offended. I mean, look at how people reacted to Fat Thor. Like, there was a whole contingency on the internet that was like, oh, like it's horrible. Like, how could they do that? And I was and like, the fat jokes in Avengers were like really fat shaming. And I was like, I totally disagree with all of that. And as a person of size, like, I was not offended at all by anything to do with Fat Thor. And I thought he was like one of the best parts of the movie. And then to learn now that Chris Hemsworth was the one who was like, yeah, no, Thor shouldn't get skinny again. You should just fight in his, you know, at his fighting weight, at you know, and I was like, that made it so much more to me that he like to be worthy, he didn't have to get skinny or fit or more. I mean, it's not that he wasn't unfit, he just had a pop belly, his muscles didn't go away, but and his worthiness didn't go away. But yeah, I think you can't do anything these days without people getting offended. So, I mean, I hear them, and I think people's emotions and feelings are valid for them, but that doesn't necessarily mean I agree or that anything is gonna necessarily get done all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, it's all right. It's a joke. It's not going, it's not like it was a lingering joke. It wasn't that offensive, but I'm like, you're talking about someone who literally talks about her asshole on stage and being having sex in her asshole with her husband or exes. She's an offensive comic. You will have offensive jokes that are dirty, but it's a comedy. It's a rom-com. It wasn't that serious.
And it has Keanu Reeves in it. I'm so excited for that. He's on a trad. I mean, everyone loves Keanu. Like, that's not new. But I feel like he's definitely been in the news a whole lot more lately. And not just because John Wick's out, but just like in general, I think everyone's really enjoying him. He's him and Tom Hanks really are only two that we can
Keanu.
depend on.
Like Keanu Reeves has, he's in the next, he's in the new Toy Story movie. He's about to be in the Hobbs and Shaw movie, and he's joining the Fast and Furious franchise. And he has Bill and Ted that he's filming. They just cast their daughters for the movie, and that's gonna be out next year.
Yeah, so
Like
he's
Keanu's on a
definitely been,
roll.
yeah, he's definitely been doing his thing for sure, for sure. All right, what else are you watching? Bookmark.
Booksmart. You need to see this movie.
It's another movie, okay.
I'm telling you, whatever you do this weekend, feeling better, not feeling better, I need you to see this movie because it is brilliant. It is the best version of what Superbad wishes it was, told from the perspective of two high school friends who basically put their heads in the books in order to get to certain places in there and feel like they were left out only because the people that they thought were one way weren't, and they also got into the same exact like high school colleges that they got into, but they also had fun while they did everything else like that, and they're trying to get to a place where they can have fun for one more night because they're going off to college, one's going off to Africa and taking off for a year and trying to have like that high school experience before it's all over.
I see.
It is
How diverse is the cast?
the cast it's let's see. You have Princess Leia's daughter, Billie Lourd. She owns every scene that she's in, and I was like surprised with that one, because I was like, wow, she is a really good actress, and I've only seen her in the little bit of what she was in, The Last Jedi and Force Awakens, but I've also seen her in American Horror Story. And just seeing her in a straight comedy, and she steals the scene every single time she's on the camera. But it mainly stars it's film it's the directorial debut of Olivia Wilde, and this is like her first film. And it mainly stars Catherine Deaver and Benny Filson. Benny Filson is Jonah Hill's younger sister.
Okay, so I guess my question is it mostly white people?
Mainly it's two white girls, but the one girl is pawning over I would say it was light skinned boy, like what she really fears, and then her other friend is a lesbian. And they're just basically dealing with high school issues, and it kind of like this is kind of a good movie, but I want to say like when I'm seeing the movie, I'm not really thinking about anything else, but I'm like, is this gonna be a good movie only because I based it off the trailer, and I thought it was like it's gonna be like maybe a Jonah Hill type comedy or something, or Seth Rogen type comedy, but I'm like, it's more of great. And like the cast is good. I love their teacher because their teacher is I gotta find her name. But she's a woman of color, and she's hilarious in another movie I saw, but she was also on The Daily Show as a correspondent before she left. I gotta find her name. Nope. I won't find a name, I'll get back to it, but it's a
Yeah,
movie you need to
okay.
see.
I'll put it on the list.
Jessica Williams.
Oh yeah, I like Jessica. She's cool. I saw
Yeah.
she has a movie that she I think she directed it. That's on Netflix that I saw. It was a really cute short film. But yeah, so it sounds good. I'll put it on the list. I mean, there's lots of things on the list that I need to see. I still need to see Rocket Man. I still need to see Aladdin. But yeah, I've been sick, and it's so funny. Like when I'm sick, you would think that I had all this time because I've been working from home or just been home, to watch all these shows. But I always go to think like my comfort TV and movies. So I was watching a whole bunch of old things. And then I was catching up on some animes that I had stopped watching. I was catching up on my My Hero Academia, and then I caught up on My Drunk History because I really enjoy that. And Drunk History is coming back, I think, in like 2 weeks. I don't know. I really like that show. So that's what I was doing. But I did see online that Punky Brewster is getting rebooted, and they're bringing back Soleil Moon Frye. So is it gonna be like Punky Brewster in 2019?
Yeah, it's gonna be like her and her children, like her raising her children,
Oh, like
kind
Fuller House. Gotcha.
of like that. Yeah, I think like yeah, but I'm like okay, that's cool. And like we're living a time of like reboots, remakes, and sometimes we have those characters that we grew up as children, and kind of seeing like I wonder what the character would be doing now, and I kind of like that a lot of these series are giving a shot, like. When they bring back Boy Meets World with Girl Meets World, I was so excited because,
Did you see it? Was it good?
yeah, it had three great seasons. It could have went for further. It could have went longer. It really could have. And I'm like, you're giving me like the characters back in the day, but you're also making me care for the children. And watching these pair of like watching Cory and Topanga's daughter and her best friend. All of it reminding me of like, oh, this is just Corey. Like she's just a girl version of Corey, and her best friend is almost just like Sean.
Oh,
And
that's
it,
very cool. That's very cool.
yeah.
What show would you want to come back? Would you like to see Fresh Prince? What was his character? Will, I guess his name was Will. Will the Fresh Prince come back and where he is now? Did he go back to Philly after he, did all his stuff, or is he living it up in Bel-Air? Or Family Matters? Where's Urkel? Where's Steve Urkel now? It, as a 30-year-old, or I guess he would be in his 40s, as a 40-year-old person.
That right there would excite me just to see like certain shows like come back and like we get like a little glimpse shot of everything like oh wow like okay you've become this character you've become like that you've become an adult you've grew up you're the father now you're the mother now of this daughter or something like that when you were like a wild child or crazy back in the day like that's what Degrassi was like that's why it's like always still been on and never really like left TV because like it stopped then it came back and I kind of like that because it made me want to go back and watch like the classic Degrassi is like oh this
You
show
say classic Degrassi. So I don't even know what Degrassi is. I've
it's a
never
Canadian
seen
show.
it. I know it's a television show. I'm being sarcastic. But the only reason it got into my purview was because Drake was on it. I never watched it when it was on, but apparently it was a big deal. I also think it's behind my generation. I wasn't watching it because it wasn't made for me. I missed the whole High School Musical craze because I was too old at that time.
Wait, Degrassi, like the original Degrassi was your age group, your age route. Like you've identified with the parents that were on Degrassi, The Next Generation, but you would have been growing up with the actual like the kids on Degrassi Street, then Degrassi Junior High, then Degrassi High, then they like took a break, then it became Degrassi, The Next Generation, and you kind of seeing the characters from like that were on the TV show in the 80s and the 90s
Wait, so
and
the
like.
show's from the 80s? I thought Degrassi was straight up in the 90s.
Nah, Degrassi was all back then, like barely early 80s and stuff like that. The original Degrassi, because it was like the Degrassi, the kids on Degrassi Street, then it went to like Degrassi Junior High and high school. Then it went like in a way, then it became back on Degrassi Next Generation. And now like Degrassi's on like just Netflix itself and everything, like just showing like all the shows that they show in Canada, but on. Over here, like they have license
I
agreement,
knew nothing
everything like
about
that.
it as a show, so I never watched it. But it sounds like you were invested.
Yeah, because it was kind of like it felt more real of like my of like actually watching like a high school experience. And I'm like,
So more real than like
this,
what, Saved by the Bell?
yeah, it was exactly like this stuff was like actually like relatable, like. You're literally watching people going through high school,
Wait, so
having
like
friends
so
going.
it was like 90210.
Yeah, kind of like that, and like, but it was more of like these are actually children. They're not like adults. Like, they are literally my age of like the reason we watched like we saw Drake and all that stuff like that. But like Drake was an actual kid on Degrassi, playing an actual kid. Like he was still a child. That's why like. When we see him, like, we grow up, like, watching him on Degrassi being a kid, and him being a kid, and then growing up, and graduating from, being, in high school, and growing up, being to what he is now, and, like, we saw you grow up on TV. We literally did, and, like, now that you're, like, a big rapper, and, like, you know where you came from, and you know your roots, like, you're still friends with people from the cast, you still hang out with them whenever you go to Canada. And we like see that like Degrassi is a show that came on night it started September 12, 1979 and
Wow.
then it yeah then it went from 86 then it became Degrassi Junior High then it, from there it became Degrassi High and like that show was on for years until like 91 then it went away for 10 years came back Degrassi the new generation the next generation. And it came back when like I was still like maybe what third grade or something like that and just like watching these kids from like junior high to high school and stuff like that watch it grow up while I grew up at the same time.
Yeah, never I didn't know that it had been around that long. It definitely was not on my purview. That's interesting. And then I don't know, maybe I'll put it on the list to catch up since it's on Netflix. What's the other show that's coming back soon? Black Mirror?
Yeah, it just came back today. I've only watched one episode. I know there's three episodes this season because they came out with a movie earlier in the year. But
Just a choose your own fate situation.
yeah, with the Choose Your Adventure type movie, Bandersnatch. But yeah, but they came back again with the new season. Because it's like a British show originally, so they kind of stick to the British format of like three or four episodes a season, not really going over anything over like six. So this season was three up is three episodes. I know one episode has Anthony Mackie, another one has Topher Grace, and the third one has Miley Cyrus. And I really enjoyed the Miley Cyrus one because I was like. Okay, it kind of gave me like another spin on the look of pop stars in today's world. And kind of like, huh, I would never have thought of like you would be that kind of person. Like, you're rich and famous, but you're also, you kind of don't want this kind of life, but you're kind of depressed. And it kind of like, it kind of fits with like today's society of like certain rappers and everything. Like, they're dealing with so much stuff, even though like you should be happy, you're rich and famous, but sometimes like you're still depressed, you have like all these anxieties and dealing with stuff, and kind of like why you kind of go to drugs, or some of them overdose, or you end up in the hospital. I'm like, oh, I never would have thought of it like that. And they kind of gave me a different perspective for pop stars and stuff in general, like what people could go through. But I'm still not gonna change my mind on how I feel about Taylor Swift.
What, you love her?
Oh no, never.
Yeah, she's my least favorite person. Like, I don't hate because, I'm Christian and, love your neighbor, but like, I would definitely have to like sit a minute if she asked me for anything, because I just don't like her. Like, I've never liked her, and then like after the whole Kanye thing, I still didn't like her. And then when she and Kim got into it, I didn't like her some more. And then when she like, I don't really like the way she treats her fans either. Like, I mean, she's definitely strategic, but she's like the epitome of mediocre white woman, and it bothers me to no end.
Yep, and when it comes down to it, I just see her like this. You wish you were these people, but you're not. And if it came down to it, Miley Cyrus would get a plate at a cookout before you do.
Yeah, well, Miley's also got her daddy bringing her along from the Old Town Road, so it's all right. I mean, I feel like people don't under like there are some people who don't understand that Billy Ray gave us "Achy Breaky Heart," and it shows. Like I don't know how he endeared himself to us, but he did with that one song, I think. I mean, but he's been around and relevant all, that whole time, and I feel like Miley, though she's made several missteps, should come back to the right side eventually, and she has what's the Liam? She has Liam to calm her down now.
Well, either way, like with that, man, I feel like even with Liam, it really wouldn't really matter. She's her own person. She would do what she wanted to anyway, regardless. And
Well,
I like her new little album that she or a little EP that she just dropped, though, like with a lot of like hip hop beats and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, you've gone back to the fold. You know what you like. You know what kind of person you want to be. Just be that person.
I mean, I only make that Liam comment because, like, when they broke up, it was because she was going through her wild, crazy period. And it wasn't until she, like, got it out of her system and calmed herself down and, started to be her own person and not a persona. I mean, she also had to wash the Hannah Montana off, I guess. But that's the reason I bring that up, because I think that they balance each other's weirdness out, and so she has a good catalyst. She has a good balance with him.
Yeah, that works with good balance.
Yeah, it's definitely necessary. All right. So I am trying my best here, but my throat is killing
All right.
me. But I do want to say this weekend, I am going to be in Atlanta. I'm doing something there for the National Society of Black Engineers. So that's why I'm going there. But my next trip is in July, hopefully for BlurredCon. So that should be great. And I started working on my cosplays for NYCC. There's going to be a couple that are going to be a little more elaborate. I feel like every year I get more dramatic. So I'll keep you guys updated on what my costumes are. The theme, though, is capes. And for all you Edna Modes out there, I know that capes are dangerous for superheroes, but I'm not playing any superheroes, so it's all good.
That's good. Me, I don't really have anything planned. I'm probably going to be working again. I worked 5 days straight last week. Only had Sunday off. And tomorrow is supposed to be my day off, but I am unfortunately going in tomorrow and Friday and possibly even Saturday.
You mean fortunately, because all that money you must be racking up for all them hours you're putting in.
I'm trying to do it just so I can go to Atlantic City next weekend for like a day and just like chill out and relax, go to the beach, something. Because there was a convention I was trying to go to next month, well, this month, but apparently it got canceled. I'm kind of trying to figure out why.
What? Which one?
Epic Comic Con, it's made by the same people who do Rhode Island Comic Con and Alternate Reality, like their group and everything. But I'm like, it was canceled for some reason, and I'm still don't know kind of like what the reason was. Maybe like hotel or some issues with that or something. But I'm like, okay, so I
I
really
thought
can't go.
it was happening. Epic Comic Con is happening June 21st to June 23rd.
It's canceled. I've checked the website, everything. It's like done. It's not happening.
Ah, yes. Altered Reality Entertainment, the organizers of Epic Comic Con, sadly regret to announce that this year's Epic Comic Con at the Showboat Hotel Atlantic City has been postponed due to concerns that have come to our attention that would impede on the high level of service and entertainment that our fans, guests, vendors, and celebrities have come to expect. Oh, so something must have happened financially or with whoever they were trying to bring. Or like with one of the partner companies that they work with.
Something happened. So I'm kind of like, wow, kind of like, man, I was hoping to go to that one, at least something local, because I didn't go to Awesome Con in April, and I was like, okay, I could probably go to this one because I like the alternate reality Comic Cons. I go to Rhode Island every year; they're always fun. So I thought I would like be able to go to this one. I'm looking at one in New York, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to go to that one. If I have the money, I'll go. But I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and so
But
I have to get myself together for BlurredCon. So I'm hoping that I can work that out. It's just there's so many things that happen in the summer. You think the summer would be easier to go to cons? It's not. I feel like the winter is better. And so speaking of that, I did have a bid for our either or debate. Which season do you think is the best? Like considering summer or fall.
which season is the best? I would say the fall. I would say the fall because it's like it's not hot, but it is like just good enough for me to have a hoodie on. So I would say like the fall. Like spring and fall are probably my favorites.
Yeah, so my answer is also autumn, not just because my birthday's then, but because for the reasons you mentioned, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. I wouldn't say spring because spring's got rain. I like rain. I just don't have to like walking and having to maneuver through rain. Like if I could stay inside, rain is great. But the fall I like because it's the cooler temperatures. I like how pretty it is up here in New England, and fall is like layer season. And you can also wear your boots. And I love boots. So that's, I would also pick fall. Also pick fall. I'm gonna put a poll up on our social media pages to see what other people think. For those of you who are listening, you can check us out on Instagram at 2AP Studios. That's also where you'll find us on Twitter. And then on Facebook, it is 2andApossible. But I will put a poll up to see what other people think about the best season because summer is coming.
I feel like summer's here already.
I mean, the weather is kind of wacky. Back to our weather, our weekly weather report. The weather's kind of wacky. Like today in Boston, it got up to like 80 something. And this is probably also why I'm sick, is because the weather keeps going from like 40 degrees to 80 degrees in like a day, and like have you dressed appropriately for that?
You know it snowed in Australia?
Did I know that it snows in Australia?
It just snowed in Australia yesterday.
Because it's winter there.
Kind of weird for them. Like, they were kind of like, We really haven't had snow in like a few years, so it's kind of like shock to them.
I mean, global warming is definitely doing its bit. Like, the amount of rain we've had this year is ridiculous, but we all know it's due to what we're doing to the planet. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, freedom gas.
Oh gosh, I can't. I don't even want to go into it. Anyway, sir, as always, it was a pleasure chatting with you. As my voice like totally goes, I gotta go.
I know, I know. This is us for this week. Catch us on your podcast, on your podcatcher, no matter which one you use, we'll probably be there. But since she's not feeling well and everything, we're gonna end it right here. But we'll try to be back next week. But
We'll be back next week.
have a good weekend, guys, and
Yes.
stay safe.
Amen.
Good
Bye.
night.
Night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.